All right, good morning. I'm going to be talking about a different project. And this data comes from a multi-site project, which was a small group intervention primarily designed to prevent HIV and other STDs called Project Impacts. This research was supported by NIMH. As I mentioned, it was a multi-site project to the following PIs, and I don't have any additional disclosures. So the objectives of this study were first to learn a bit more about vaccine prevalence for HPV in four U.S. cities, and then also start to understand potential correlates for vaccine uptake and also intentions to be vaccinated for those who hadn't yet received the vaccine. Some of this has been previously mentioned, but I'll just hit some of the highlights. We know that HPV is a prevalent STD, and it was recognized as the underlying cause of cervical cancer in 1996. Worldwide, cervical cancer is a major cause of death, but oftentimes is less fatal in the U.S. As Colleen mentioned, the FDA approved Gardasil, the vaccine for HPV, in 2006, and it protects against the primary HPV subtypes that cause cervical cancer and genital warts. It's recommended for girls 11 to 12 years old, but has been approved for women 9 to 26 years of age. But there's some unique challenges that come with the HPV vaccine that I think would be important to touch on. First of all, it's marketed as an STD vaccine for girls who may not be sexually active, and so there have been a number of different concerns, especially in the popular press, about perhaps reactive effects of sex. So if you vaccinate girls to prevent an STD, will this change their sexual behaviors such that they're more likely to engage in unprotected sex? There's also usually a pretty significant cost associated with the vaccine, and oftentimes it may not be covered by health insurance. And so the vaccine uptake is dependent both on the physicians providing recommendations for the vaccine, but in many states also requires parents' willingness to vaccinate their adolescent daughters. We also know that HPV vaccine awareness, acceptance, and intentions may be lower among African Americans relative to other ethnic groups. In fact, a national survey found that African American parents express more negativity in general about vaccinations and greater distrust in their health care providers. So our study objectives were twofold. One was to assess the prevalence of HPV vaccine in four U.S. sites, but then also look at demographic, health behavior, and psychosocial correlates of vaccine uptake and intentions for those who hadn't been vaccinated yet. As I mentioned, this data comes from Project Impacts, which is a four-city HIV prevention trial involving African-American teens. The subset of questions that dealt with HPV were only found in the 18-month follow-up survey, so that's what I'm going to be talking about today. A little bit about Project Impacts. This was a community-based recruitment approach, so we weren't recruiting in STD clinics. We were partnering with community-based organizations like Boys and Girls Club, and we utilized peer-to-peer recruitment and respondent-driven sampling to recruit our sample. We did recruit both African-American adolescent boys and girls, but I'll just be speaking about the girls today. Project Impacts was a brief two-day workshop to do HIV prevention relative to a general health promotion control group. And we utilized ACASI surveys at all the follow-up assessment points and also tested for STDs. So these are a little bit about our demographics for the 18-month survey. There were 915 African-American girls. Our average age was about 15 years old. This was a high poverty sample by and large across our four sites. About three-quarters were eligible for a free or reduced price lunch. And the participants were fairly evenly distributed across our two northeastern sites, which were Syracuse University at Syracuse, New York, Providence, Rhode Island, and then Macon, Georgia, and Columbia, South Carolina. The measures that I'm going to be talking about today included demographics, HPV vaccination uptake and intentions, knowledge of the HPV vaccine, so nine items covered that, physician trust, and also participants reported on their lifetime sexual behaviors and also STDs, and then their exposure to Gardasil ads. So a little bit of descriptive information. First, we asked them, have you ever heard of HPV? And you see that most people said, yes, I've heard of HPV, about 70%. But there was very low HPV knowledge. So the maximum score on this measure was 9, and you see here that the mean score was 2. So even though they had heard of HPV in the broadest sense, they didn't know that much about it. And the majority had not received the HPV vaccine. So you see here 58% had not received the vaccine. 26% said they had, but interestingly enough, 16% weren't sure whether or not they had gotten the vaccine at all. So again, knowledge is low and people aren't even aware if this is one of the vaccines they've received. The majority said they had heard of Gardasil, about 65% had heard of Gardasil, and exposure to media was variable as far as how much they had seen about Gardasil or HPV in the popular press. Among those who didn't receive the vaccine, we prepared a very brief statement about what HPV was, what the HPV vaccination was, and then we asked, for those who hadn't been vaccinated, how likely are you to seek out more information about the vaccine or to seek out getting the vaccine yourself? And for those who hadn't been vaccinated, overall there was pretty high intentions to learn more about the vaccine and seek out the vaccine. So the first set of analyses I'm going to present are talk about those analyses that are comparing those who received the HPV vaccine versus those who did not. First, looking at demographic factors, and these are bivariate statistics, and we found that those that had received the vaccine were more likely to be in a higher grade level than those who had not received the vaccine. And we found a very sharp difference between the North and the South for vaccine uptake. So you see in our northern sites, Syracuse and Providence, 35% had received the vaccine, but in the South it was much lower at about 19%. And there were no differences in vaccine uptake by age or by their eligibility for a free or reduced price lunch. We then looked at possible differences in sexual behaviors and substance use to compare those who had received the vaccine and those who had not. We actually found that those who had a lifetime history of anal sex that was less prevalent among those who had received the vaccine. And in fact, those who hadn't been vaccinated reported higher lifetime rates of anal sex, which is sort of counterintuitive. So you would think that higher sexual risk behavior would also be associated with receiving the vaccine, but that wasn't the case for anal sex. But then when you look at other sexual behaviors, there are no differences between those who received the vaccine and those who didn't. For other sexual behaviors, frequency of condom use, self-report of STDs, or alcohol or marijuana use in the past month. We then looked at psychosocial variables that could be associated with previous HPV vaccination. And there was greater knowledge among those who had received the vaccine, but you see again here that the mean is 2.8 out of 9 versus 1.9 for those who received the vaccine versus those who had not. And there are no differences on physician trust, religious attendance, exposure to Gardasil ads, or typical media usage. So then we conducted a multivariate analysis using logistic regression to compare those who had received the vaccine to those who did not. And this is sort of a busy slide, so I'll just summarize what you see there. And what you find overall is that HPV vaccination was associated with greater HPV knowledge, no prior history of anal sex, being in a higher grade level, and being from a northern city. And so given that we know that vaccine was low, we were then interested in looking at what were possible differences or correlates in intentions to receive the HPV vaccine. And so we used a similar approach looking at bivariate statistics for demographic correlates, health behavior correlates, and psychosocial factors. So first, demographic factors. Age, those who were older had greater intentions to receive the HPV vaccine. Greater HPV vaccination intentions were found among the South, which is probably likely to their lower vaccination rates. But there was no difference based on their eligibility for free or reduced price lunch and vaccination intentions. When we look at health behaviors and their association with vaccination intentions, we found that those who reported a lifetime history of oral sex had more intent to seek out information about the vaccine and to receive the vaccine. Similarly, those who had reported a lifetime history of vaginal sex had greater intentions to seek out the vaccine. But there was no difference for lifetime history of anal sex, for relative frequency of condom use, or past history of STD for intentions to get vaccinated. Looking at psychosocial variables, greater physician trust was strongly associated with more intentions to get the vaccine or ask for more information. Similarly, more knowledge about HPV were associated with higher intentions. But there is no difference for exposure to Gardasil ads or typical media use in their intentions to seek out the vaccine. And so in summary, in the multivariate analysis, we found that, in fact, HPV vaccination intentions were associated with older age, greater physician trust, and greater HPV knowledge. So in conclusion, findings demonstrate the importance of regional differences. We saw very large differences between the North and the South in the vaccine uptake. And it also suggests that lack of HPV knowledge and low physician trust may be potential barriers for receiving the HPV vaccine. So some directions for future research. One would be to clarify the regional differences, since this was only four cities, to further understand why these regional differences may exist. But then I think we need to design and test innovative approaches to enhance physician trust and vaccine acceptance among African-American teens, particularly in the South. And thank you.